There's a little witchcraft involved in today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a place in northwest England that's closely linked with witches. The association goes back to 1612 and a series of witch trials. The accused were all men and women who lived near a flat-top sandstone hill. It looks out over the towns of Barley, Clitheroe, and the Forest of Boland. Today, this hill attracts tourists in search of broomsticks and black cats, and historians in search of real clues about the 17th century events. Well, archaeologists now say they've made a stunning discovery, a witch's cottage, including the skeleton of one, possibly black, cat. Really? Well, we'll find out more when we reveal the answer in just a bit. And no witchcraft required to win today's GeoQuiz texting game. Albert in Beaufort, South Carolina, Winston in Irvine, California, and Rachel in Addison, Illinois already sent in their correct guesses. You too can play along. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. This is PRI. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to our GeoQuiz now and to northwest England, where archaeologists have a puzzling discovery on their hands. Some excavation work in Lancashire has turned up an old stone dwelling. Some experts think it may be connected in some way to the infamous witch trials that took place there back in 1612. Simon Entwistle is an expert on the history of the witch trials. There's still a lot of fact and fiction to sort out here, Simon. Tell us where the site is exactly and what you've seen with your own eyes.
I've been very, very busy this morning. I've been at the base of Pendle Hill talking about this amazing find, a building that's been uncovered after 400 years. Inside the building, they found a cat in one of the actual rooms. It's been put there as some form of, shall we say, superstitious belief that the cat may protect the building from evil, etc.
Pendle Hill was the answer to our GeoQuiz. What other evidence that leads you to believe this was a witch's cottage?
Many, many authors and historians have written books about the Pendle Witches. Look at one book, The Wonderful Discovery of Witches in Lancashire by Thomas Potts. Thomas Potts was a clerk to the courts at Lancaster City Castle. His job was to record every single word the witches said in their defence. They were tried fairly and squarely, and the so-called witches met at a place called Malkin Tower at the foot of Pendle Hill. The whole idea was to get a potion together to blow the gates of Lancaster City Castle open and rescue two of their loved ones who had been imprisoned on a charge of witchcraft. This was called the Good Friday Meeting of 1612. It's been well documented, and no one has ever found Malkin Tower. I believe this week that the archaeologists actually found the tower. What we can't work out is why it was hidden away for so long. Why let the grass grow over it? It was almost like a time capsule, if you will.
Mm. You say the witches were tried fairly and squarely, but I guess that's relative to the judicial system at the time. I mean, we're really talking about social outliers who were misunderstood, and they paid a heavy price during those trials.
They paid a very, very heavy price. Now, the so-called Pendle Witches, there were 12 of them altogether. Old Mother Demdike, Elizabeth Southern, her children James, Jeanette and Alison Devise, Bessie Chattox, Anne Redfern, Isabel Roby, Catherine Hewitt, Alice Gray, John and Mary Bullcock, Alice Nutter and Jeanette Preston. These people lived beneath the foot of Pendle Hill, and their only way of survival in that period of time was to beg. And when people would make their way around the little lanes, the little tracks around Pendle Hill, they would be accosted by these people, and if they didn't cough up, they'd be cursed.
Now, cats feature prominently in folklore about witches, and tell us about the cat that was discovered.
Here in England, a cat is a bit of a spooky creature. Some people say if a black cat runs across your path, that's really, really bad luck. And some people say if a cat's with you all the time, it will in fact warn off spirits. This cat was actually bricked into the wall before the building was covered in earth. We do know the building definitely dates back to 1612 and would have been seen by the so-called Pendle Witches.
Was it a black cat?
We'll never know. There was no skin on the flesh. It was just a skeleton, but of course the archaeologists knew it was a cat.
Now, one archaeologist on the scene said connecting this find to the Pendle Hill witches is a stab in the dark, but you sound pretty convinced.
Well, there's no two ways about it. The actual so-called witches would have walked around that area. It's very likely they'd have seen this building every single day. And it's like looking at a piece of living history, really. And next year is the 400th anniversary of the Pendle Witches, and to see this building unearthed right now, it's almost as if it said, look, come and find me.
Simon Entwistle, local tour guide near Pendle Hill, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Simon, thanks for the radio tour.
Thank you very much indeed.